This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
Oscar-winning actor and Western Pennsylvania native Jimmy Stewart proved to be a real-life hero, becoming the first major Hollywood star to join the U.S. military during World War II. Born and raised in Indiana, PA, James Maitland Stewart enjoyed an active childhood that included playing football, building model airplanes, and singing in the glee club. He studied architecture at Princeton University, but found his true calling after graduation as a member of the University Players. Stewart eventually landed roles in several Broadway plays and befriended a young actor named Henry Fonda, who helped him make the move to Hollywood in 1935. By 1940, Stewart had 28 movie credits to his name, winning an Academy Award for his leading role in The Philadelphia Story. Despite his thriving career as an actor, Stewart proudly and willingly answered his nation's call in October 1940 when he joined the U.S. Army. The lanky Stewart failed to meet the Army's minimum weight requirements, so he hired MGM trainer Don Loomis to help him bulk up and pass the enlistment test. Already an accomplished pilot by the time he joined the Army Air Corps, Stewart flew 20 bombing missions over Germany during the war. He earned 2 Distinguished Flying Crosses and rose to the rank of colonel by the end of World War II. Stewart returned to acting following the war, starring in Frank Capra's classic film, It's a Wonderful Life, in 1946. He went on to appear in more than 92 films, television programs, and shorts. Stewart served in the military for 27 years, rising to the rank of Brigadier General, and retired from the Air Force in 1968. Visitors to the History Center can learn more about Pittsburgh's impact on World War II as part of the long-term exhibition, Pittsburgh, A Tradition of Innovation.